From the palatial Pride 48 studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time it is where you're listening, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by some turkey, some frozen turkey somewhere that's happy it didn't get eaten today. Well, welcome to Dubious Intent Plus. I'm Adam Burns, if you haven't noticed, and I am not joined by Daniel Brewer this evening. I am joined by his co-host on the Wowcahol podcast, the infamous, the famous, whatever you want to call her, Jean Bees. Hello, Jean. How are you?
Hey, Adam. I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing fabulous. I didn't do anything today. You know, I joked with Daniel that, so I had made this joke on Google Plus. A long time ago, and I put my head on Kelly Ripa's head and Daniel's head on Regis Philbin's head. Regis and Kathy Lee. And Daniel just kind of pushed it aside, like, you know, like he didn't think it was funny at all. He's like, oh, no one watches that show, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I said, I think we're just like them. Like, you're the older crotchety, you know, whatever. And I'm the younger perky, you know, whatever. But so Regis left yesterday. I believe it was yesterday was his last day. He says he's not retiring, but he's just leaving that show. Well, they're keeping going, but they're trying to find a replacement. So what they're going to do is they're going to bring in all these other people to kind of test them out with the market and everything. So what we're really doing on DI Plus is Daniel doesn't know this yet, but I'm auditioning other co-hosts. You see, on in a couple of weeks, Wes Stone is also going to be filling in. And so we're just auditioning people to see, you know, when Daniel does leave, you know, at some point.
Who would be the replacement? Who's next in line?
Yeah.
So, that seems like a wise move.
I mean, no pressure at all. I mean, I don't want you to feel nervous about this being an audition and everything, but you know. But anyway, well, I'm glad you could join me because we actually debated, you know, are we going to do a show or whatever? And we debated about it on last week. And he said, yeah, we can do that. And I actually had talked to Wes several times. I was like, you know, all three of us co-host with Daniel.
Right.
And so I thought each of us should co-host with each other on one or the other shows. And I would know absolutely nothing about WoW. So there's no way I could fill in for Daniel on that.
Right. Well, I'm not sure we know anything about WoW either. So.
Much more than me. I started trying to play again, and I spent 30 minutes trying to get out of the town that I was in. So,
I saw that you had been on, but I haven't seen you on yet, I don't think. So when we're on together, then I can help you out.
Well, you know, the people that were on, I've had this discussion with Daniel. I have a problem. I did a Berkman personality test recently, and I knew this about myself anyway, but I like to solve problems, plan, come up with creative ideas, think whatever. But when it comes to the actual tasks,
right.
I'm not a follow through sort of person.
Oh, sure.
And the thing about WoW is for me, there's so much of these little tasks that you have to do over and over and over again. You know, I like
kill 15 of these and collect 10 of those.
Yeah. So I'm trying. And the other thing is just having time because I've been doing a podcast a day, a solo podcast a day, and then doing this one and then working and all of that. And in theory, it's like, I really want to play WoW. And then it's like in practice, I'm having trouble. I've only sat down once last Saturday, and they all didn't, none of them had characters low enough to play with me. So we sat on Skype and it was fun talking to them, but I was playing by myself.
Now, at the risk of boring your usual listeners, what did you roll?
Well, I already had, I have a mage.
Okay.
And I think I'm going with, I'm a level 41. So,
okay.
I mean, I've played for a while, but, and I'm a blood elf because they're sexy.
Yes.
And I make fun of Daniel because he's like a tauren or something, and he looks like a cow.
Yes.
Basically, and I make fun of him.
He'll get very mad if you call him that he's a cow.
Well, I have before, so. But, I, you know, and I'm trying to, there's all this stuff that you have to choose. I mean, there should be like a book or something, and maybe right. I should listen to your podcast, because you probably you give go. All these kind of tips, but not probably not for level 41s. But, I, you know, it's like choosing what path you want to go down, like frost or fire right. or whatever for the mage. And like, well, I like the water elemental thing because I like having this thing kind of hulking around and like killing things for me. So I yes. did frost. But anyway, yeah, we don't want to bore everyone, but yeah.
Well, frost is a good leveling spec. And I can help you out. I've got a character in the low 40s.
When do you normally play?
Normally I play in the evenings or on the weekends, and this is a long weekend, so I'm sure we'll get plenty of Warcraft time in. But you can also hit me up on Google Plus and we can set up a time too. So
okay, well, I'll do that. Actually, you being a woman, you might be more patient, you know.
Maybe.
I don't know, not to be stereotypical or anything. Actually, Daniel tends to be pretty patient, although a lot of times he will just do things for me.
Oh, right.
When he plays for me, because he's, you know, he brings the highest character, or he plays the highest character he possibly can, you know, and then he'll just kill everything. And then he'll say, go pick up the loot, you know. Right. So I'm like, okay, great. But raiding scares me because I know all of you guys pretty much raid all the time. And I think, well, I don't have any skills. I can't raid. Not that I'm high enough, but when I think of a raid, I think, oh, these people are all good, you know, and they depend on you to be good as well.
Right. Well, for our raid, you know, we run a casual raid, and so it's about being friendly and having a good time. And we want people to learn what they are supposed to be doing and do things well, or as well as they can. But we're not, you know, hardcore raiders that have super high demands on people. And we try and keep it friendly and fun. That's kind of our priority.
Well, I will set something up with you. We will set up a date and we'll play. So I'm
Absolutely.
Eating.
What do you have there?
Sweet potato pie.
All right.
You know, we were having a conversation with Steven the other day, because evidently he likes pumpkin pie. And he said that sweet potato pie is not like pumpkin pie, but I think it is. Actually, I think sweet potato pie is better. But today's Thanksgiving. So
yes.
We were going to discuss. So today I did absolutely nothing. Well, that's not true. I set up my Christmas stuff. But nice. you were gonna tell us what you did today for Thanksgiving.
So it was a pretty relaxed Thanksgiving. My children are grown, so they were elsewhere for Thanksgiving, and so you I like the look on your face when I said that. That's awesome.
You have children?
Yes, I have two children.
You look like you're about 18. Really? How old are your children?
My children are 23 and 20.
Okay.
So anyway, so yeah, they were doing other things today. So so as you noted, we didn't talk about this because we talked about this in our false start, but I'm freshly shacked up.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah. I had mentioned because I'm leading the podcast tonight, and it's been a year or two since I've done that, since I've had my own. Well, other than the solo thing I'm doing. And I had mentioned that you have like the Matrix things going down behind you.
The computer behind me, yeah, is running a Matrix screensaver. Yeah. So that's my boyfriend's. And then I was showing you the room that I'm in, the little office that I'm in. And I'm freshly shacked up. We moved a few things in, the essentials, my computer and my pets, right before Halloween. And then we just moved the rest of my belongings in last week. So today was a Thanksgiving where basically we stayed home and played video games and had a lot of sex and then went to dinner and then came home. And
well, I wish I could say the same. I had no sex today. And now you're knitting, of all things.
And I'm knitting.
you had sex and now you're knitting. I don't know. I just, is that like your version of smoking or something? You know, like after sex, you know, you have the after sex knitting session or something?
Kind of. Anytime I'm sitting around with my hands doing nothing, I like to get a little knitting in.
So tell me, so you have two, so did you have children when you were like five? I'm not going to ask you how old you are because that's rude to ask a lady that, but
I'll tell you, I'm 45.
So you did have children pretty young. You were like 20.
I had them a little young. Yeah. I was 22 when I had my first child, my daughter. And yeah, so I was a little on the young side, but.
So do you not do like the whole, I don't know if your parents are alive or if you have relatives that are alive. Do you guys not do the like get together for holidays sort of thing or?
Well, my parents live in Southern California. So, and I'm in Portland, Oregon. So we don't get together for that. And one of my sisters lives in Missouri and the other sister lives here in town, but she usually does a different thing for Thanksgiving. So no big family things for the holidays, actually.
I find that people on sort of that coast and then mm-hmm. people in the north tend to get together with their family less. People in the south, where I'm from, Arkansas, Texas, you know, any of those southern states get together with their family like all the time. Like it's very like you would not have a holiday without getting together with your family.
Yeah. No, I think that that's true. And I'm not sure why that is. But, you know, my boyfriend I just moved in with is from Kansas City, Missouri, and was talking about the big family get togethers that his family was having today, in fact, but he's out here. So. So I get together with my kids. I mean, I'll see them for Christmas, but otherwise it was pretty quiet. It was a little unusually quiet this year. It's usually a little more busy, but
Well, you know, how can you go wrong with sex and video games and
That's
then
right,
knitting?
Exactly.
I mean, knitting is just the capper of all, you know, of I didn't know that you knitted either. I'm learning all kinds of things about you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't, like I was saying, I didn't go, I had to work yesterday and I have to work tomorrow. And my family did get together, but they get together in South Arkansas, which is about 5 hours, 4.5, 5 hours. I drive like a grandma, so it takes me about 5 hours to get down there. And they weren't eating until 6 tonight.
Okay.
And so I wouldn't have been done visiting and eating and all that till 8 or 9. And then I have to work tomorrow. And so I just didn't feel like I could go down there. And so I wanted to stay here anyway and get some stuff done. So I pulled out the Christmas tree. Well, first I got up and worked out like I always do. And I went to Walmart and I thought, I'm going to cook myself a Thanksgiving dinner of some kind because, I should go ahead and do that. And so I went to Walmart and I looked. And of course, they were putting out all the stuff for the Black Friday sale. But they were just putting like big tarps over everything. And I was wondering if they wouldn't sell it to me if I tried to get something out of there. Like, because I'm like, you know, I mean, do they have some, I didn't know, because they had some people standing there and I thought, what if I just went up and got one of those Barbies under that tarp? You know, I mean, what would they do? Would they tackle me or something, you know, or would they, I mean, or is maybe the sale price doesn't take effect until maybe you can buy it, but the sale price does. I don't know. I was just wondering because they were putting it out way early. And because Walmart is starting, they started at 10 o'clock my time. I guess it's 10 o'clock everywhere, but it's now 10:30 where I'm at.
Okay.
And so I guess they started 30 minutes ago with their Black Friday stuff. Mm. But I was looking for a chicken because I don't like turkey. And I thought, well, I'll stick with poultry.
Right.
But I don't know if you've ever had this problem. But a lot of times when I go to the grocery store, I want to get something and cook it right then. Like usually what prompts me to go to the grocery store is that I'm going to be cooking something right then.
Yes.
And for some reason in the chicken like where you get the chicken, a lot of times the chicken is still frozen.
Oh,
so
right.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they just put it out because it's the refrigerated section. And this is riveting, I know. But so I go and I'm looking for a chicken because I was going to roast a whole chicken, just a small one.
Uh-huh.
And they were all frozen. And I was like, well, I won't be eating until midnight if I get a frozen chicken. And it said you can thaw it out in the microwave. But I thought, no, part of it will get done. Like what happens, you know?
Yes, I think that's always sketchy.
And so I ended up getting a chicken roast.
Oh, uh-huh.
Which... I don't know how they do that exactly. It says it's made
from... So it's like a roast, but it's made out of chicken?
Yeah. So it's this big hunk of chicken tied up in that netting, like you would see like a pork roast or whatever. Now, I didn't end up cooking it, so I can't tell you how it turned out, unfortunately.
Okay.
But it was not frozen, so that's the reason I was going with that. But I got that. I got a sweet potato. I got some other stuff. And I actually, I can... bake sweet potato pie, but I was going to be decorating and stuff, and I didn't think I was going to have time just for me to bake a pie, so I bought a pie. So
nice.
But anyway, came back, decorated, did some decorating, put the tree up, and I didn't decorate the tree because I kind of ran out of steam.
Yeah.
But, and then I had to record my solo podcast, and I sat there and I'm so frustrated because I'm trying to do video for the solo podcast, and I've been having issues with audio and video syncing.
I've noticed that you've been posting about that.
And it drives me nuts. I don't know if you've ever watched anything on Hulu or even on TV, and the lips have been slightly off from the video, and it drives me nuts.
It's very disconcerting.
It drives me batty. Well, the problem is, I want to record live. I don't want to record on a camcorder and then import it into my computer and then edit it, because it'll take me hours and hours and hours. There are computer programs where you can key out the green screen, you can add graphics, you can do all that, you can switch between cameras if you have multiple cameras. But either my computer is not powerful enough or the program I'm using sucks in that area. It's actually a good program, but it'll start out in sync, and then gradually it will get out of sync, you know, as I go forward. So editing would mean I'd literally have to chop this thing up into 30-second or minute pieces and move the audio around, because it's not consistent. I can't, they tell you to edit syncing for audio, just clap or use one of those. That's why they use those in movies. One of the reasons that they use those, the slate thing that they take two or whatever, and it makes that noise. That's so when they're editing, they have a sharp noise and a spike in the audio right there, so they can get the audio in sync. One of the reasons. And so they say clap or something, but my problem is, I get the beginning in sync, but then as it goes, you know, and then some days it works fine and my lips are in. So it's obviously the computer having issues.
Right, so, like the one you posted about the lip sync problems was fine, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was ironic. And then yesterday I did one, and it totally sucked in the middle. It was in sync at the beginning and in sync at the end, and in the middle it was completely out of sync. It looked like some Japanese movie or something. I got tired of trying to edit it, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just putting it out. I hope people like it. I hope the two people that watch these videos really enjoy this to being out of sync. And anyway, so I spent 3 hours in here setting stuff up, because I wanted to start using a lapel mic and for that, because it's video and I didn't want this big huge microphone, but I'm getting a bunch of room noise and it sounds like shit, so I just gave that up for now. When I'm rich, I'm gonna get a one of those they use for acting, and I'm like that. There are the people listening.
Well,
they're
you're
not
making a gesture.
I am,
which I can see and understand, but of course the listeners can't.
The headset things.
Yes,
that go around. Anyway, so maybe one day, but they're $300 for a good one of those.
Oh my god,
for a good one.
Good mics are expensive.
I was doing that, and I finally got it recorded, and my dog was sitting there staring at me because it was past her time to eat.
So
she's pretty bossy. So she gave me the look, and anyway, so that's what I've done today. I mean, this is my second podcast of the day. I've put up a Christmas tree, I've worked out, and I've gone grocery shopping. So,
hey, that's not a bad day if you ask me.
No.
Relaxed.
Yeah. And my mom called me at 9:30, and I was trying to rush them off the phone because I had to record this and I was getting ready, and how was your day?
Now you have to work tomorrow, but you're not in the thick of it, are you? You're tech work, is that right?
Yeah, so it's really pointless for us to be there, but, it's not pointless. I'm an IS, and I work for Walmart. I don't keep it a secret, but I'm in quality assurance, and basically, to not be try to get too far into the weeds, let's see, how do I describe this? We check the quality of software when changes are made and new software is written and stuff like that. It goes through a process of being tested, kind of when Google will put out a beta or something.
Sure.
We will test it and find any bugs before it actually gets moved into production.
Okay.
And then I actually do test automation. So I take the manual tests that people would manually do, like clicking buttons and checking the results, and I will write a computer script that will actually do that same thing. And save time the next time we have to run the same test, basically.
Okay.
Actually, right now, I oversee people in India who are doing that.
Nice.
but that was my expertise before I came to Walmart, and now I'm just watching other people do it and telling them what they're doing right or wrong. But yeah, so there's no reason for me to be there tomorrow. But right. Walmart requires everyone to work. I mean, it's Black Friday, so and you know, if any of the systems go down, that would be horrible, you know.
Yes, right.
So they want us all there, or as many of us as possible. I mean, some people use vacation days, but sure. I had already used all mine. So anyway.
Now, if you weren't working, are you the kind of person who would go shopping on Black Friday or no?
Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah. You couldn't pay me to get this stuff. Like, you would have to be giving away expensive electronics to get me in the stores tomorrow.
I hate crowds. I cannot, like, I literally, like, I just cringe thinking about crowds like that. No. And so there is no way. And thinking about trying to wrestle with some fat, sweaty woman over the last LCD TV or something.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
I'm just not doing it. I mean, and the thing is, I mean, we probably, both you and I, we're both pretty techie, so we probably shop online for a lot of our stuff. I don't know if you do.
Yeah. I try and stay out of the stores altogether. I mean, yeah, for me to go to the store during the Christmas season to buy gifts, I have to be unable to get them online. And that's just so seldom true.
Amazon.com, you can get just about anything.
Yep.
And
yep.
I'm an Amazon Prime member.
Yeah.
So free shipping.
Be there in 2 days. That's right.
Yeah. And I was thinking this year, I was thinking if I can find things, because we go out to Washington State, because my stepfather's family is out there. And okay. I was thinking if I can find little gifts for them on Amazon, I could just have Amazon gift wrap them and ship them right out there.
Yes.
Instead of me having to, you know, carry it in my luggage. Because I think they do gift wrap as well.
Yeah, they do. So you should totally look into that.
But no, I do not do Black Friday. I don't even understand it, because 2 days later, they'll still have similar prices. And as you get closer to Christmas, they'll be reducing prices to get rid of stuff. So even if I was going to go to the store, I would wait.
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
It's usually, I think it usually is women who enjoy the thrill of the hunt sort of thing.
I think that that's largely true. And I am not a big shopping fan myself. So, yeah, but it's true. I hear a lot of women, you know, people, yeah. Are you going to go shopping on Friday? Hell no.
You'd rather be home playing World of Warcraft and having sex.
Absolutely.
So are the stores out there? I mean, I'm assuming a lot of them are starting at 10 or midnight or whatever.
A lot of them are out here starting at midnight. Yep. So, and then I just feel bad. I feel bad for the employees then. It's like, really? So Thanksgiving, you had to be at work at like 10 p.m. on Thanksgiving. That really blows.
Yeah, it does. It does. It sucks just having to work tomorrow for me, but
right.
Yeah, because I'm not used to that. Ever since I've worked a corporate job, I've never had to work the day after Thanksgiving. I mean, school, yeah. We always got the day after Thanksgiving off. Like it was a 4-day weekend. Nope, yep. Not now. Not now. No, I guess when you work for a retail company, it doesn't matter what position you're in. They want you there. If the people in the store are there, then they need people in the corporate offices there as well.
Yeah, I guess so.
Especially IS.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because like you said, if the systems go down.
Yeah, we have these things called war rooms, where if there's ever an issue with the system that is affecting production, like affecting a store, affecting a distribution center or whatever, they bring the developers, the QA, whoever's involved with that application into a room. All the way up to vice presidents and whoever, you know, needs to be in there. And they stay in that room until the issue is resolved. I mean, wow. They don't go home. They don't go to sleep. It could be 24, 48 hours, whatever it may be. They'll order pizza, but they stay in that room and do not go home until it's resolved.
That's crazy.
So,
but yeah.
If anyone doesn't know me, most people who listen probably know a little bit about me by now, but I have some self-esteem issues. Sometimes. And I'm always worried about my weight and whether I look old and whatever the, you know, whatever the case may be. And so Larry Q Sledge, I don't know his last name. Larry Queen is doing a logo for Doobies and Temp Plus. And he sent us, yeah, he's doing like a whole cartoon thing of Daniel and I. And like, I don't know if you listened to any of the Twit shows, the This Week in Tech podcast. Okay. Well, anyway, all their cover art is like cartoony looking. They took a picture of the headshot and then made it a cartoon. But he's doing that for Daniel and I, and he sent us the SketchUp for the first one. Uh-huh. And it was, I mean, it's fabulous. I mean, he did a fabulous job. It looked just like me, looked just like Daniel. But I sat there literally for like 10 or 15 minutes because, and he shared it with us on Google Plus. And I was thinking, okay, because the first thought to my mind was, okay, he did a really good job drawing this, but my nose looks huge. And it looks like I have a lot of deep wrinkles around my mouth and stuff. I look old. And I hate the photo he chose to...
To work from.
And so I was thinking all these negative things about myself, but I'm like, okay, how do I give him a positive comment and not bring in all this self-esteem negativity, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think I achieved what I was aiming to do. Cause I was like, oh, you did a fantastic job, but could you make my nose a little smaller and could you do this and that?
Oh.
And then Daniel's comment was that he thought it was fabulous, but that he said he looked kind of like a pedophile because he said he looks like he's an old man with like a young boy on his knee or whatever, basically, in this picture. And Larry said he wanted to play around with different backgrounds, like possibly a holiday one for Christmas or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And I made the comment, yeah, you could just make Daniel's beard completely white and it would look like I was a kid sitting on Santa's knee. So that's what I've been going. And actually, he sent me one today where he's actually colored it in and it looks really good. Looks really good.
I'm nice. I'd love to see it. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, eventually it's going to be our logo and like our show art and everything.
Nice.
So everyone will get to see it. I don't know. It looks almost complete now. So hopefully it'll be soon.
That's awesome. He's such a sweetheart, too.
Yeah, he's really nice. I told him I would pay him if he would do one for me for my solo show, except I want to be shirtless and I want him to add muscles.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
So he needs to, you know, pecs and abs. And
He was breaking me up. He was choking me up at Pride 48, to tell you the truth. He was so sweet.
Yeah, everyone at Pride 48 was really sweet. We went through that whole weekend with absolutely, in my opinion, no drama. I mean, everybody was nice. Everybody got along. I can't think of any issues, but yeah, he's very sweet and funny and talented. I don't know what he does in real life, like for a job. I'm wondering if he does anything related to like art, but I'm not sure because he did a really good job on it. Actually, that's Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but I thought it sounded kind of techie. Daniel hates my choice.
You're on a Regis kick there.
I guess I am. You know, and I don't even watch that show. I've made this joke before in the past, but I think I'm kind of an old man when it comes to my TV viewing because my favorite station is CBS.
Uh-huh.
And they say, and I like procedural type shows like, you know, procedural crime, like Bones and NCIS and CSI and all that kind of stuff, you know, and I used to watch Matlock when I was a teenager. and people say that sort of programming is very law shows that follow kind of a format every time. They say that's usually an older demographic, but I wonder if
that's true. Cause I don't know.
Because I used to watch Regis and Kathy Lee, and then I watched Regis and Kelly. I'm not home during the day, so I couldn't.
Right.
I couldn't watch it. But you wanted to. So Daniel and I have talked quite a bit about phones. He's an Android developer, and you had mentioned that you had a phone that you were wanting to get.
I really want that new Galaxy Nexus. It's the new Android phone that is coming out, and it's you know, the Nexus phones are the Google phones, right? And so they're. They don't have so much bloatware on them, like all the other phones seem to come with all of this. So, like, I have an Evo from Sprint. It's the same phone that Daniel has, actually. And it's got all these extra programs that Sprint sticks on there. There's a football program to keep track of scores. Well, I can't give a rat's ass about that, frankly. So
you want to have room for your knitting application.
That's right. I need room for my knitting applications. Get that football thing off of there. So the new Galaxy Nexus was kind of a big deal announcement that Android made recently, and I want one. Daniel, you can ask Daniel; he's wanting one too. So he'll tell you all about it as well.
I'm torn, and I'm kind of waiting until my contract is up, which is probably another 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. because I don't have $500 or $600 to pay for a phone. And I'm with T-Mobile, right. and who the hell knows what's going to happen with them, whether they're going to be AT&T next year or, you know, right. whether they're not, or whether if they don't merge with AT&T, if they're going to go bankrupt and I'm not going to have a carrier. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm in a contract and I don't want to have to pay anything to get. And I've liked T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm torn between Android and being really nerdy, I guess, Windows Phone, because I do most of my programming in a Windows environment. I know Visual Basic. I know some Windowsy type .NET programming and stuff like that,
sure.
which is now the programming for Windows Phone is a little bit different, but it's going to feel the same. I mean, it's going to be right. similar because all those Windows languages, you know, feel similar. So, and I, you know, and I'm thinking, because BlackBerry is probably going to just go under at some
yeah.
point. So I'm thinking Windows is going to be that third option. Mm-hmm. And when Windows 8 comes out for the PCs, I'm
right.
thinking more people are going to start buying Windows phones because they're going to like the interface on Windows 8, and then they're going to want it on their phone, perhaps. I mean, I could
yeah,
be wrong.
Maybe.
I love Android. I don't know if I'll develop for it. That's the thing.
Now, what do you have now? What do you use for your phone now?
I have, I don't even know what it's called. It's a Nokia, and it's basically a candy bar phone. I do
okay.
not have
All
a
right.
smartphone.
Okay.
I bought it because it was the only phone that had an FM radio and did not require a data package.
Okay.
So,
fair enough.
And the reason I did not get a smartphone is because I have an iPad. And I have 3G on my iPad, which I pay monthly for.
Right.
And I would rather have a larger screen to do mm-hmm. my web browsing and my email and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I do want to get a smartphone, but I just thought, man, this is, it'll be, why am I spending, you know, $30, $40, $50 extra dollars a month plus the price
yeah.
of this expensive phone, when I've just bought this iPad and I'm paying $30 a month for internet on it.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, but sure. I feel kind of, you know, I don't know, like not with the times carrying around the phone that I've got.
Well, the smartphones are like, how do I want to say that? Like crack. Once I had a smartphone, there was just no way I could have gone back to using a more old style phone. Although, to be fair, I didn't have a tablet at that time. So the phone, all the tablet stuff that you can do, you know, I was just doing on my phone, which there is definitely some overlap. So I recently got a tablet, but it's not on my phone carry. It's just Wi-Fi only. So
what did you get?
I got the Galaxy Tab 10.1.
How do you like it?
I love it. I love it. So I was looking at the Galaxy tablet. I was looking at the Motorola Zoom, which is actually the one Daniel just got.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking at the iPad 2. And they were all the same price, and they all had pretty close to the same spec. But I'm already comfortable with the Android platform. So that's part of why I chose an Android instead of the iPad. Even though the iPad 2 did look good, I wanted to stay with the operating system I'm comfortable with already. And the Galaxy Tab was a little lighter and thinner than the Motorola Zoom, but they were pretty close overall as far as screen quality and speed and all of that.
So would I be safe to say that you're a PC or?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. And I'm in a mixed relationship.
Oh, he's a Mac, huh?
He's an Apple head. Yeah.
Well, you know, and I don't know, I don't have anything against Mac, and I have an iPad,
right? Mm-hmm.
But I just, for one thing, I can't wrap my head around spending so much money for a computer is what Apple wants you to spend for a computer.
Yeah.
For the same, when I list out, because when I buy a new computer, I want the top of the line, fastest processor, mm-hmm. you know, like I'm looking at Core i7, 12 gig of RAM, something like that now is what I'm, because I want to do this video, and obviously what I've got's not cutting it. But you look at a PC with that spec, and you're looking at maybe, I don't know, $1,500, $1,600 top of the
right.
line, right?
Right, right.
I mean, if you want to get up to $2,000, $2,500, you're looking at putting in two of everything, two video cards, all this kind of stuff, because video cards can be $700 or $800 if you're
yes.
a gamer or whatever.
Right.
But you look at the same spec on a Mac, and you're starting out at like $3,000 for like a Mac Pro. For those kind of specs, you're basically looking at a Mac Pro. And Yes, they're made better, and yes, you're going to get better customer service because they have not outsourced, but I'm techie enough that I'm okay with paying less and maybe having to tink around with it a little bit more.
Yeah, no, that's where I'm at too. And I just, yeah, that's what's kept me out of Macs too, is just the cost of them. And I stopped and looked at them once. I was like, well, I need a new computer. Let me see, maybe I should check out Macs and see about that. And I was like, well, look at the prices. I was like, or not.
Right. And I don't like that they put the close icon on the opposite side of the application than what Windows does. And I never can close anything on the Mac because I always go to that right hand side. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes. Where's the freaking thing for the, and I can't ever close anything.
I know, if I get on Jerome's computer, I'm like, how do you close this? Where is it?
So I don't know, but I like Android as well. I can't decide. I don't know. I'm going to wait now at this point until my contract is up,
right.
Which is another 4 or 5 months. And then I guess at the time, I'll just see what's the best option. I don't want an iPhone for sure,
right.
Because I like the iPad, but I think iPhones are kind of ugly. They look old now. I mean, they haven't updated what it looks like in a while. And I like the look of the Android phones and the HTC, kind of like the HTC yes. stuff and the Samsung stuff that they're putting out. So
yeah, I do too. I agree.
So anyway, but
so there you go.
But so I don't know what I'll be getting, but I'll keep you guys updated.
Yes, I'm interested, especially if you get a Windows phone. I don't think I know anybody with a Windows phone, so I'm kind of interested to see how that goes.
I'll make sure I put on my black glasses with the tape in the middle and put my pocket protector in, and I'll be like, I'll bring my Windows phone up to you. Hey guys, Daniel normally says, the news.
Oh, do you want me to do that? The news.
Oh, there you go. Well, hey, two of us tried to be Daniel and neither one of us did it right.
That's
so,
right.
Hey, he can't come back to me and say, you totally fucked up the intro. I'll be like, hey, Gene couldn't say the news. So I'm just saying, Okay, well, Pakistan's telecommunications agency has issued a list of words that it considers obscene or offensive, telling mobile phone companies to block text messages that contain them. The Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, PTA, deemed 586 Urdu words and 1,109 English words offensive or pornographic, according to reports in local media. Some are expletives or sexual words, while others are medical terms, but some entries have left many scratching their heads. It says included in the list are words such as intercourse,
okay,
condom, and breast,
okay,
as well as seemingly ordinary words like period, hostage, and flatulence.
Okay.
So I can't send Daniel a text message saying I'm on my period,
right?
If I live in Pakistan, because it will get blocked. Among the more bizarre are monkey crotch.
Together.
Like that. Wu-Tang and Jesus Christ.
Oh, my word.
So, let's see, it says the letter, so Pakistan's Express Tribune published more of the words on its website. It says the letter dated November 14th was leaked to Pakistani media, and an unverified copy has been published on Scribd.com. The PTA instructed mobile phone companies to begin screening text messages by November 21st. According to the letter, the PTA says blocking the text is meant to control spamming, which it defines as the transmission of harmful, fraudulent, misleading, illegal, or unsolicited messages in bulk to any person that expresses permission of the recipient.
So is there a problem there with monkey crotch spam?
I don't know. I mean, can you imagine? Getting the little vibration on your phone and looking down and going, are you having problems with your monkey crotch? I mean, buy this little blue pill.
Is your monkey crotch on its period and having flatulence?
And is it a hostage awaiting the return of Jesus Christ? I don't know. I mean, yeah, they need to just put all of the words in one text message, but I don't know, because do we get text message spam?
I get it once in a while. I'll get something like, you're qualified to borrow, up to $10,000, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, God, whatever. I get it occasionally I get a little text spam.
See, I never get it. The only text messages I get are from, that are not like from friends or family, or from T-Mobile. And they just send me little, you know, and most of the time those aren't even spammy. Mostly it's information about my account, you know, like your bill is ready, or, you know, something like that. And because sometimes, you know, they will do spam stuff like, oh, we have this special offer going on and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, if you sign a new contract, we'll give you back some money or something. But I never get anything about monkey crotches.
Yeah, no, like, I never get anything about monkey crotches, I admit it.
I can't say that I've ever, I mean, where did that, I can't even imagine where, what kind of spam would they send for monkey crotches?
I don't know. I don't know why anybody would text anything to do with that, in fact. I mean, lots of the other stuff, you know, Jesus Christ, or I don't know, period, or hostage, I guess, or I don't know, it is Pakistan.
I guess.
I'm not really sure.
So Daniel has some,
just play in
some noise, blah, 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 that he plays right here, but I don't have it. So, oh, it's the Murloc. Yes. A Miami Gardens transgender woman is facing charges of practicing medicine without a license after police say she injected a patient's rear with everything but the kitchen sink in an illegal cosmetic surgery procedure.
Whoa.
O'Neill Ron Morris. And if you haven't, you should click on that link because there's a picture of what this person looks like who got the injection. O'Neill, there's a video and a picture towards the closer to the bottom, but it says O'Neill Ron Morris was arrested Friday after an investigation by Miami Gardens Police and the Florida Department of Health. According to police, the victim saw Morris in May and was injected in her buttocks with a substance consisting of cement, fix-a-flat, mineral oil, and super glue.
What the hell?
I mean, can you imagine, you know, my ass is really flat. Can you got some of that fix-a-flat over there? I can just, you know, I mean, what were they? Seriously? And where did she get the
flat ass?
Where did she get the recipe? I mean,
that's crazy.
Cement?
She has to have made that up herself. Right? I mean.
Right. Well, I mean, I suppose. But I mean, why? Where would you even? Okay. First of all, I can see fix-a-flat. Not, I mean, it's stupid. It's completely insane. And no normal individual would ever insert fix-a-flat or, you know, pump fix-a-flat into their ass.
Right.
But I can see it because it is a product that's made to pump stuff up. Right. Yes. A tire. Right.
And I can sort of see cement, the mineral oil, like why you might think that was safe for your body. Right.
Right.
But cement is where I'm really lost.
Cement and super glue.
Well, it says that the super glue was sealed. I wouldn't inject that, but it says that
they sealed it.
The incision was sealed with super glue. And actually, I've heard, I can't swear to this, but I've heard that that's actually what super glue was initially designed for. And it seals an incision really well. If you have like a minor cut, you put a little super glue on it. Holds it together.
They do actually make a medical form of glue that they use sometimes instead of stitches.
Oh,
I
God,
think.
Now I'm going to get charges of practicing medicine without a license, just like this woman and just like Wes Stone did.
Well, it says the victim was hospitalized with serious medical condition with a serious medical condition as a result of the injections. Morris,
surprising.
Morris, who police say is a man but appears to look like a woman and sports an apparently enhanced rear herself in arrest photos, was being held on $7,500 bond. It was unknown whether she has an attorney.
I don't know. It looks like she might be hiding one in those pants. Her hips are bizarre.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why you would. Now, I have. It's sad because there are some transgendered people who cannot afford to get the surgery, or it doesn't get approved for them or whatever. And they, you know, it's sad because they can't afford it. And so some of them will do some pretty extreme things on their own.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's a sad, you know, fact. But I can't, I just, some of the things that people do to their, I just never would, I mean.
I can't, her, I mean, I wish the listeners could see this picture. Her hips are just crazy. It looks like she has saddlebags on in her pants.
Well, I'll have Daniel put a link on the Dubious Intent Google Plus page, so
everybody can
look at it. But that, I don't even know. That's one of those kind of like extreme, I think, mental things where, like, anorexic people who think they're fat and they just don't eat and don't eat, and they, even no matter how skinny they get, they, so she must have something where no matter how big her butt is,
right,
she
and they,
thinks,
and they get up every morning and work out even while they're on vacation,
yeah,
and then they
right, exactly, they every morning
make themselves lose 7 pounds because they're going to a podcasting conference, and,
right, right, it's horrible, it's horrible. I just realized I don't have the happy birthday song. Happy birthday.
Oh, no.
We're going to have a something, something.
Good time.
Yeah.
Good time.
I don't even know what that song's called, so I can't. Well, it's time.
It's a birthday, I think.
Yeah, I'm not good. Daniel, for some reason, is good at like finding things really quick, and then he plays them. Because he doesn't, I have a soundboard that I like load everything into mm-hmm. on my iPad, and I have it all set up. I mean, I can show you actually on the camera.
Yeah, let's see.
Awesome. And they're okay, color coded and everything.
Yeah.
And but I have to load everything in there, and he actually just like goes to like Amazon Music and Google Music and places like that and looks it up, and there are soundboards online. But anyway,
it seems
so it's
like he just grabs stuff from nowhere.
He does, and he's quick. I mean, he's quick,
like,
about
I wish
it.
I could find that. Boom, here it is.
Right? Exactly. Well, now it's time for the birthday segment. It's my favorite segment. So what we're going to do, these are hard, actually, this week.
Okay. All
so,
right.
And I don't know how good you are with, like, the pop culture and stuff like that. We'll see.
It depends. We'll see. You're really testing me.
I am. Well, you know, I had to, actually, it's good that it was a hard week because, you know, this is your audition. So we
right,
had to
exactly.
make sure that, so here's our first one.
Okay. Oh, Drew Paul.
Well, okay, maybe this one wasn't hard. I wasn't sure.
Oh, I love RuPaul.
Okay. Well, RuPaul turned... What do you think?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't know that.
RuPaul turned 51.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, well, I wasn't sure about that one because I don't know... I don't listen to RuPaul music. I know who RuPaul is, but I didn't know if, you know, you would just readily know. But I tried to pick the one that I thought would be the most recognizable, at least.
Well, I went through a big high femme phase where I was greatly admired RuPaul, and actually RuPaul did one of my favorite Christmas albums, Ho Ho Ho.
Oh, okay. Here's our next one. Oh, this is a woman.
Okay.
This is a TV theme song.
Oh, this is. It, but I can't pinpoint it.
Okay, I'll tell you the show is okay. Dynasty.
Oh, I'm gonna say it's what the devil's her name? Oh, I'm not gonna think of her name, and then you're gonna say it, and I'm gonna be like, oh yeah. But I wasn't a Dynasty watcher, I have to admit. So
okay, it's Linda Evans.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right. Linda Evans turned 69.
No, how old?
69.
Oh, okay.
So, happy birthday, Linda Evans. Okay, the next one is not music. It is dialogue from a movie.
Okay.
Okay, and I will say this is the female because there's a male and a female in this. So.
Okay.
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling. May I speak with you?
Oh, Jodie Foster.
There you go. Well, I guess these aren't as hard as what I thought. So.
Maybe they are hard. Maybe I'm just that good.
You could be. You're just, well,
no,
you didn't get the last one. Jodie Foster turned 49.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, and this next one is a female as well.
Oh, it's, doggone it. That's Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I should have played the yogurt commercial.
Oh, God.
You know, where she walks around saying, I'm okay being old. I'm just going to wear black for the rest of my life and not dye my hair. And I'm going to let my underarm hair grow out and whatever else that she says now. Because, you know, she's on that whole kick about being old is great. And, you know,
yes.
No one should have plastic, which is fine, you know. But
right.
She's just. Anyway, Jamie Lee Curtis turned 53.
Ooh.
Let's see if you're up with your hip with the youngsters, since you're older than I thought you were.
Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of
Well, you can.
No, now I'm going to show my age.
There's the chorus. Maybe you'll know.
Nope, sorry.
Well, it's kind of a Justin Bieber-esque. It's Miley Cyrus.
Oh, God. Okay.
And that's Party in the USA. That was Party in the USA, everyone.
Okay, and how old did she turn? 15
she turned 19.
19. So legal.
So she's been legal for a while. I don't listen to Miley Cyrus, by the way. but I did recognize that song. I guess I had heard it on the radio. Okay, so here's our next one is also movie dialogue. And this is also a woman.
Well, they have her affected with me.
How do you know? Right? That's right. I forgot. You're a man.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Oh, it's Meg
Ryan.
Just
that all men are sure it never happened to them. And most
gosh,
women
you're getting them so quick. I can't even let her. Because this is.
I can tell a difference.
Because this is a good,
get out of here.
I can't forward it, but this is a really good part. It's when Harry met Sally.
Yeah, yeah.
When she does the whole.
Are you okay?
Oh. Oh, God. Ooh. Oh, God. Oh. Oh.
Is that what you sound like, Jean? Is that what you sounded like earlier today? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah. Put that controller right there.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Not the knitting needle, Jerome. Not the knitting needle. So Meg Ryan turned 50.
Oh.
She has had too much plastic surgery. I will say she has one of the women who has gone overboard. She was so pretty.
Yes,
and she has messed up her face.
It's not right. Yeah. I mean, if you do a little, I don't know. I probably wouldn't have any, but if you do a little bit, I think you're okay. But you really
she looks like she
it.
Went
you
to
start
the
looking really weird.
She looks like she went to the girl with the butt injections, you know.
Maybe she did.
They might have used the Fix-A-Flat on her face. I don't know, but yeah. Anyway, well, happy birthday, Meg. Okay, here's I bet you know the next one. I bet you know the next one. Okay.
It's oh so still.
Okay, she's kind of a weird singer. She wore like a swan on some award show a long time ago, like around
Bjork?
Yes, Bjork.
Oh, I would not have gotten that, no. But once you said the swan outfit, yeah, totally.
Bjork, and she turned, I took it off that page, she turned 66.
Whoa.
No, 46, sorry. 46, sorry, Bjork. Or Bjork, or however you say it. How do you say it?
Bjork,
yeah, I got it right. Okay, our last one, and this is dialogue from a show, because I couldn't think of a good song for her. It's an actress, of course. I mean, you'll get it when you hear it's a woman. But anyway, so, and you'll probably know this one, probably.
Okay, we'll see.
Now, as part of the educational section of our program, here is who will explain to you what the time zones mean.
There are four time zones in the United States. For instance, if you're having lunch in Chicago, it's breakfast time in California. Of course, if you're in Chicago, you wouldn't feel like breakfast if you're from California because you've just had lunch. However, those living in New York, it's dinner time while we're still eating lunch here in California, which means the time is totally different as in the menu. All this is caused by the sun, which cannot be everywhere, you know. Otherwise, it would never be night. We'd never know when to eat dinner. Well, in my time zone, that's all the time I have. But maybe in your time zone, I haven't finished yet. So stay tuned. Thank you.
That's
I don't know who it is.
Okay, it's from the show Laugh-In.
I thought that it sounded like Laugh-In because that sounds like, I forget his name,
Dean Martin, is it?
Not Dean Martin, Wink Martindale, was it? Or
I don't know. I don't know their names.
But it sounded like the Laugh-In guy, but I don't recognize her name.
Well,
Goldie Hawn?
It is Goldie Hawn.
Oh,
there you go. Yeah. Goldie Hawn turned 66.
Oh.
So happy. Yeah. So she's another one of those women that has gone overboard with the plastic surgery.
Oh, that's unfortunate. She was so pretty.
Yeah, she's really done the plastic surgery. They're all going to the woman with the butt injections, I guess.
I guess so.
3, 2, 1. Contact is the secret.
You know, I just want to say that he used that song on our show not too long ago as kind of a stand-in because he couldn't figure out what to use for our contact segment. And I just want to say, I understand there's a little jealousy about that. I heard you calling out on the show about it. And I didn't ask him to do that, and I would never want to violate the sacred bond between co-hosts.
It's fine. I have to give him a hard time. I think originally the way it went was Wes Stone gave him a hard time for using some of the music that he used on Live It Up on DI Plus when we started Dubious Intent back in the summer. And so it kind of became a thing. Like, I would listen on theirs and see if, you know, and then anyway. So I was like, you can't use our stuff. I think he's having, he says that he's having it commissioned someone to actually redo the Contact song for us. And I was trying to think who it might be, which we can't say on the show because he says he hasn't come to an agreement with them. But I don't know who it would even be. But he says he knows somebody who might redo it.
Oh, well, that'll be interesting.
So we had not a lot of contact.
Okay.
But we did have, let's see. You know, and I just want to say that Daniel put out a message on Google Plus saying, Jean is co-hosting. Would you guys please call and wish her well and good luck and all of that? And not a one.
Oh, so, man, that's weak.
That is how many fans you have. You know,
it's a sad thing.
And it's not, I'm sure you have a lot of fans like in the World of Warcraft community, but that just shows that none of the gays like you, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you know.
I've been hanging out with the gays my whole life.
I know. I mean, you know what we didn't talk about? Well, after we do Contact, I want to talk about it, but we'll talk about it. So Arthur left a comment on Google Plus and he says, I'm so glad I live in a place where tipping doesn't exist, because Daniel had talked about not wanting to tip when he goes to pick up food to take out. He says, on the other hand, quote, we're sorry, Google Music is currently only available in the United States. Oh, and there's also, quote, please note that AmazonMP3.com is currently only available to U.S. customers. iTunes does have their cloud thingy in New Zealand, but we pay more for iTunes music than folks in the U.S. and have a smaller selection. But we don't have to tip anyone. Oh, and Roy Scheider died on February 10th, 2008. Well, that was one of the birthdays, and I sometimes I will choose people who are dead.
Yeah.
And usually I will say that person is dead. Apparently, I did not know whether Roy Scheider was alive or not, but we treated him as if he were alive.
Okay.
And so Arthur is correcting me there. Sorry, Arthur. I also made a couple of mistakes on the number of songs you could upload to Google Music. I said 25,000, and Daniel was right. It's 20. Yeah. And there was something else that Daniel was right about, but maybe he won't listen to this episode because I shouldn't tell him that he's right about anything.
Probably not, because he's not on it, so...
Right. Yeah. Well, he'll listen to see if we talked about him. You know he will.
That's true. Attention whore.
Well, I wish. So I didn't know. I guess in New Zealand, they don't tip at all.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's added to the bill or if they just pay their waiters and waitresses. I've always thought it was such a shame. Not a shame, but it was like, almost, it seemed illegal that restaurants only pay their waiters like $2.50 or something an hour over here.
I waited tables in California and Oregon. I waited tables for almost 10 years. And actually, California and Oregon, you still make minimum wage. You still make the normal minimum wage. They don't do that tip credit that they do in a lot of states, which what you're talking about. So, and I always thought that was the right way to do it. The minimum wage should be between the employer and the employee. And then the tip is between the customer and the server. That's not the employer's, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I always thought too. Or they should have a mandatory, you know, at least they should have a mandatory tip that's just part of your bill.
If that's the case.
I mean, not that customers would be happy about that, but I'm just saying if that's the way they want to play it, I mean, and I don't know, I don't know how they get around the law, because there is a minimum wage and you are required to pay your employees. So I don't know if, like, if you don't make enough tips to get up to minimum wage, if they would have to kind of subsidize that to so that you do make minimum wage, or I don't know how they get around that. I've always wondered.
Not as far as I know. It's just the tip, the expected tip amount is allowed to be counted as part of the wage that the server is making. So if your minimum wage is $5 an hour and you think that they're making $2 an hour in tips, then you only have to pay them $3.
Oh, well, anyway, so I'm moving to New Zealand.
Okay.
So I can make a good amount as a waiter and not have to tip as a customer.
That's right. There you go.
Actually, I love anybody with an accent, and so I would just imagine that all New Zealanders must be hot. Well, thank you for the comment, Arthur. You guys can comment on our episodes on our Google Plus page. Just search for Dubious Intent, and you'll see the logo. Let me see if we got, just for grins, let me see if we got any other comments on that last episode, because I don't want to miss anybody.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Because people are evidently deciding that we don't need emails.
That's sad.
Yeah. Actually, though, you know, Daniel begs a lot for contact, and I've been thinking, you know, and maybe you have to beg in order to get contact. But I've listened to shows where they just read them if they get them, they don't if they don't. But there's not ever any, you know, please contact us, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, Tim McKenna says, Mr. Brewer, can sleep texting occur while sleep pooping? And because evidently Wes and Daniel think that I sleep poop.
Okay.
Well, I don't even remember where that came from, but sometime on Live It Up, they mentioned that I don't know what it's an inside. Anybody who listens to Dubious Intent and Live It Up will know that, and I can't remember what the specifics were.
See, I do listen to both, but I'm not always caught up on them. So, and sometimes I miss episodes. So,
yeah, that's fine. And then George from Atlanta just had a conversation with Arthur discussing the different prices of iTunes music. Oh. And I won't go into detail on that, because that was more of an inside conversation there that no one really wants to hear. But we did have one voicemail that we missed last week.
Oh,
so I want to go ahead and play that. And it, speaking of Larry earlier, it's from him. So let's have a listen.
Hello, guys. This is Larry, also known as Hughes from the Twitters and, you know, a couple other podcasts. Well, I want to say hello, Daniel and Adam. I just got done listening to the latest DIA Plus episode. And, you know, Adam, there is a group of us in a podcasting guild on WoW that meet up at 11 o'clock Pacific time on Saturdays. And Donna is almost usually there. Unless she happens to be working. And you know what? We'd be more than happy to help you out with some leveling or playing around. We're usually online maybe about an hour before that, but the general rule of thumb is that we show up at 11 and we play for at least an hour or two. And, you know, I started playing WoW just to hang out with some of the Pride 48ers that happen to be playing on WoW, just because I wanted to get to know them a little bit better. Well, you guys have yourself a wonderful show, and we'll talk again soon. Goodbye.
Yeah, I did get together with them on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think I mentioned it on the show. You and I talked a little bit before, so.
Right.
But it was good. It was good. And Larry was there, but he's already got like a level 86,000 or whatever the level is. I mean, he acts like that he hasn't been playing for very long. Like he just jumped on there, you know, and maybe he did, but they said he leveled up in like a matter of weeks. So,
it depends on how much time you put into it, and then there's an efficiency kind of leveling, right? If you kind of go in certain orders, then it can be more efficient, but it really has to do with how much time you spend playing.
Thank you for the contact, Larry, and I will be trying to play with you guys more. And just another plug for Larry, if anyone needs anything drawn or any logo work or anything like that, he does a fantastic job. And you guys will be able to see it hopefully soon in our new show art. Yes. So that'll be really good. 3, 2, 1. So anyway, that was our contact for the week. So what I wanted to mention, because you and I met at the Pride 48 thing.
Well, we met in person. We met during a hangout with Daniel before.
Well, right. But I mean in person,
you know,
right?
For real, it's Matt. Yeah.
And so you and I went, we had a little experience. I had a ticket for Titanic, the exhibit. And I was like, oh, I want to go, you know, and there were only like, I don't know what, 20 minutes left or something before
it
was going to close. And I was like, does anybody want to go with me? And you're like, oh, yeah, I wanted to go. So we went to this Titanic exhibit together. And it was a lot of fun. I just wanted to mention that because I made the joke that I think you liked, you know, that I really thought to make it more, because, I mean, they had letters and they had old stuff from Titanic. They had a crate full of, like, plates that were in perfect condition from the kitchen. And they had a recreation of, like, one of the decks that we walked out on. That looked really fake because it had like Christmas lights hanging.
I know,
and
you
like
almost
stars.
Walked into the one thing, like the mirror.
There was a mirror
at the end to make it look longer.
And I did almost walk into it. That's where I'm like, oh, who's that handsome guy standing there?
That's
donk.
Right.
Oh, wait, that's me.
Hey, baby.
And oh, I forgot. There were those people who kept taking pictures and they finally, they kick them out or whatever?
Well, right, because when we went in, and I really wanted to go to the Titanic exhibit. I had wanted to go to it because I was fascinated by the Titanic when I was a kid. So I was really happy that you hit me up at the end of everything and was like, let's go. So, yeah, and they said when we went in, they're like, no pictures. And then these people were taking pictures, and they came over and were like, no pictures. And they just kept taking pictures.
Yeah, I'm a rule follower. Like,
I know I am.
If there is a rule, I'm going to follow that rule. And I hate it when I see other people that are not, like, they think they're somehow better than everyone else. And that rule applies unless you're me. And then I can break that rule. And I can't. And it just drove me crazy because I can't stand people. And I told you, I said, you know, to make the exhibit more realistic, they should, as you walk through, it should be filling with water.
That's right.
And, you know, by the time that you get to the end of the exhibit, you know, you have water like up to your nose, you know, and that not only does that make it realistic and you feel like you're kind of on the sinking ship, but it lets you know when it's time for you to go.
That's right.
You know, I mean, because, and then you ended up, you were really impressed. You bought something.
I did buy something. I bought a coffee mug with the sketches of the Titanic, like the blueprints from it, and I use that coffee mug every day at work.
Okay, well, I never buy any souvenirs because they always just end up cluttering up some, you know, shelf or something. I mean, a coffee mug you're going to use, so I understand that. But like I used to buy souvenirs. I would buy something everywhere that I went. And most of those now are like in a box, because when I move, I'll pack all the tchotchke type stuff, you know, in a box. And then when I get to the next place, I hate unpacking. And that's the one box that like never gets unpacked. And then you just end up with all these boxes of like crap. You know?
I'm very big on buying practical stuff. If I want to buy a souvenir from someplace, it's probably like a coffee mug or maybe a t-shirt possibly, or yeah, something. I'd like to buy something I can use, not just something I'm going to sit on a shelf and then have to dust.
Yeah, well, I just want to say that I think your audition has gone very well. You did your hair especially for me. You've got the nice headphones on. You know, you've got the Matrix background and everything like that. And I think, you know, should I ever kick Daniel off or, you know, get rid of him, then, you know, you would be in the running to do that. The only thing that we have to make sure of is that you're not a diva, because I would hate to have someone, you know, walking around and saying something like, oh my God, I have uneven lighting. And I totally don't know what to say right here. Dubious Intent was written and recorded by me. I don't know what Daniel says here. I didn't write this down at all. So you can call us on our listener line, 2x2DI+. You can go over to Google Plus and encircle us. Look for the Dubious Intent page. Or you can email us contact@dubiousintent.com. It's been a pleasure, Jean.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for this opportunity, Adam.
Thank
I had a really good time.
Me too. I thought, you know, it's nerve-wracking because Daniel is so, like, I'm not saying that he's better than me. I mean, some people may say that. But, you know, he is so controlled. It's actually our show, but I just kind of let him take the reins. And so leading it, you know, it's kind of like, wow. But,
yeah,
you know.
We did great.
Well, you did too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Good night, Jean.
Good night.